Okay, we're back in order here now after a short recess to look for some documentation, updated documentation. So let's have a look at this one we have up on the screen, is the one we're waiting for, okay?
Yes.
Let's go ahead and go over this now again.
All right, so this is... Shall I begin? Okay, so this is our most current one. And we were able to work with childcare to move our language and cultural specialist to be paid for through federal money, through a grant. And so we were able to save some money for our administration.
Okay, yeah, we see there now the variance. Mr. Potts, you have a comment?
Mr. Johnson, what was the amount of the CCDF fund?
It's approximately $1.6 million.
Okay, that I don't see, because I'm looking at what I believe to be specifically put in the WELAS 190, so probably spread out over multiple budgets.
Yeah, Ms. Baybar, can you
answer that? So what we did, and you'll see it when the child care, they come and present, but they received an additional over $1 million, which is great. We didn't expect it. We need it. So what we did is these guys have really been collaborating, not just with our language program and the immersion, but also with our child care program. The child care program has two budgets. You'll see one's just child care, one's child care quality. And under the child care quality grant, or that portion of the grant, you can actually use those funds to hire people that bring quality back into our school systems or in our academies and immersion. So you're going to see that in the immersion budget too. So we hired a new director, Teresa Bledsoe, and when she comes to present, she'll tell you. So what we've done is we've tried to utilize our federal funds to reduce in our tribal funded areas. And we worked with the funding agency, and so Jody worked with Teresa, and we were able to lower those tribal dollars using federal dollars. So, Mr. Mason, this is a one that the out of nowhere, the feds are cutting over here, but then we received a million plus in another area. And they're funded through, I think it's HHS.
That's why I love America.
I love, yes, yes. So anyway, Jody did a great job looking at her budgets, and we got permission from the funding source to pay for those two positions that actually bring quality back in. So is that the answer you said?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And you're right, you'll see it in other budgets as well.
Thank you, Mr. Barr. Any other questions on this budget?
Could you rule that up before we go away from it?
Questions? Discussion? Seeing none, well, thank you for being here and helping us with this.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, which brings us to the Wheeler Fairfax, and Mr. Johnson has stated earlier, he wants to come on up and explain, talk about this.
Yes, sir. Ms. Hall's new, obviously. And there, we've had some policy changes over the summer for the new school year, and we just finished enrollment and having the kids come in. And so in the last couple of weeks, we've been able to compile some information. So we'd like to ask that we postpone Fairfax, Hominy, Pawhuska, and Skytook till at least next week. So we believe we need to go look at those budgets and make some management decisions pertaining to those budgets.
Congressman Potts.
fine with that. Time is of the essence, as I know you know.
And yes, sir.
What I would love to see in addition is when you come back, because I know in the past we had an issue where we decided to change what parents would pay for WEBA, and that impacted tenants, that impacted what we actually collect. So in doing that, when you come back, it would be helpful for me to see, and I can look for it, some of the places that you're going to be looking at it too, if you don't mind compiling that, where we are on the revenue projection from last year today. Because what's happened in the past, the reason I'm asking is when you look at it, we've projected a larger parent pay. My concern as budget analyst, and now as a
Well, and again, with enrollment and really pushing Osage preference, those numbers will be different. So, yeah, we've got some math to do. We've got some management decisions that we need to make as far as the WELAs go. So, we'll do it as fast as we can. But it just is what it is.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'll get with you and we'll reschedule these next week before the deadline. Yeah, we'll get this, try to get all these done next week.
Well, we want to get it right. We don't, want to get it right. We don't want to ask for any more than we absolutely need. You know, so we want to make sure we give you guys the best information that we now have. So, you know.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll schedule this for next week and try to get them all done as quickly as possible. Hopefully we'll have all the documentation we need so we can get right to them.
Yes, sir.
Pass them on.
Chair, I just received a message from the controller, and she and the accountant looked over Project Launch, and it is correct. Okay. And that's because of the co-op. They've absorbed some of those expenses.
It's the admin.
It's the admin cap.
Yeah, that's co-op. Mm-hmm. All over the place, yeah. Okay, well, thank you for being here today and explaining this, and we'll get it back to our people, and it's a very important thing with education. So thank you for being here, and that brings us to the last thing on our agenda today, which is adjournment.
A motion to postpone consideration of ONCA 1848 to call the chair.
Second.
Any discussion? We have a motion to postpone. Call the chair. All in favor?
Yes.
All opposed?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody, for being here.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll find out about the technology thing. No, you're right. We need to.
There's going to be some technology.